Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, I've got some really exciting news. We are returning. We're back on the road with the Chalene Show Live. In conjunction with my book launch party, I am taping a live episode of the Chalene Show at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills on April 18th. Now, that is a Thursday. Pod Squad, I would love to meet you. This is going to be really special. I mean, they're all really special because I get to meet you and you guys get to meet each other and they're fun and it's the ultimate girls' night out. And fellas, if you were smart, you should come with your lady or you should come to find yourself the love of your life because I have the smartest, funnest, coolest, most amazing audience and I can't wait for you guys to meet each other. So grab your tickets now. You can find them by going to ChaleneShowLive.com. General admission starts at $39 and I don't know if they'll be available at the time that you're listening to this, but we did make just a few special seats available for people who basically want to spend the day with me and Brett and the team. You'll go to lunch with us. You'll hang out backstage. We'll pop some champagne. You'll help me pick out my outfit. We'll have a good time. You'll meet the drag queen who happens to be emceeing the show. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hey, don't wait. Go to ChaleneShowLive.com and I will see you on Thursday, April 18th. Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Chalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. I just wanted to start by saying thank you so much for listening today. Whether you're playing this in your car, listening off your phone, or you have headphones plugged in right now, or maybe not plugged in if you have AirPods and you're fancy, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. I wasn't even planning on saying this, but as I started recording, I just kind of dawned on me that I am sitting in my apartment room recording this podcast, and you are going to one day listen to my words in your ear. And that's kind of crazy. So I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve and to teach. And with that being said, today, I'm going to share with you my top five lessons that I learned from the Marketing Impact Academy live event 2019. This is not an advertisement. My mom does not know that I'm recording this episode. She is not paying me to record this episode. But hey, mom, if you don't want to pay me to record this episode, I'm more than welcome. My wallet is always open. I accept PayPal and Venmo and cash and check and donuts. So no matter how you want me to pay me, mom, this is perfectly fine to pay me. Or if not, you know, that's fine too. You know, I'm your son. I also accept love. But anyways, getting into the episode, the top five things that I learned while attending Marketing Impact Academy live event 2019. And the first one is to be a constant student. I actually learned this one not through someone speaking on stage, not through some PowerPoint or keynote presentation, but actually I learned this from observing the audience. The initial picture that comes to mind when I think of this thing that I learned is Sean Cannell. If you don't know Sean, he's awesome, wonderful guy, big mentor of mine. I really look up to him a lot. But throughout the event, throughout the weekend, I usually sit backstage. I work on my laptop. There is a TV backstage so I can watch who's ever on stage from there. Occasionally, I'll go out into the audience, but I'll usually just kind of sit off to the side and watch who's ever on stage, maybe from the side of the stage, rather than actually going out into the audience. And rarely will I ever actually sit, you know, with the audience members and take notes and really be a member of the audience. I don't typically do that. And, you know, most other speakers don't typically go into the audience and take notes either. Most are really, honestly, only there for a couple of hours. They speak and then they're jetting off to their next speaking event, or they're flying off to some vacation in the Bahamas or wherever they're going. They're heading back home. Most speakers, if anything, will maybe sit backstage and take some notes and have a conversation with the other speakers. But Sean is different. Every event that I've ever attended that Sean has also attended, whether he's speaking, doing a keynote presentation, or just attending as a guest, a member of the audience, he is sitting there taking diligent notes. When I arrived on Saturday morning, I was watching some Instagram stories and I saw one of his. It was of his notebook, and on the cover it said something about, you know, make things, not excuses. And of course it's, you know, got some catchy slogan. But when I arrived, when I actually got to the event, I was checking in and I went in one of the back dressing rooms and I saw his notebook sitting there on the table, and I knew he had just posted in it. He had just posted that he was writing notes in it. And I didn't read the notes, Sean, don't worry, but I actually, you know, just kind of flipped through for a second. This was a brand new notebook that he had just started for MIA 2019. And within the opening 12 hours of the event, he had already taken like 15 pages of notes. This isn't someone who is his first marketing conference. It's not his first time at one of these business events. He's not a beginner, not by any shot. He is, by many people's definition, an expert. He literally spoke the night before. And a lot of the things that were written in that notebook, he'd probably heard before. He'd probably learned before. But he has a mindset of being a constant student. It's something that I think we can all emulate and attempt to achieve. When we recognize that we're not the expert, that we don't have every answer to every question, that we're not the end-all, be-all answer, and that we have the opportunity to learn from everyone, whether it be an 80-year-old sharing their story or talking to a 5-year-old, we have something to learn from everyone on this planet. This is something, if I can be totally honest, that I need to work on myself, being more open to learning and being a constant student. Not thinking that your way is the only way and the right way, and any other way, take the highway. Honestly, sitting and being from a humble place, a very humble place, being able to learn from others and being a constant student, whether you found success or you have your own expertise to share, having the mindset that you are never going to stop learning is a great way to be successful in business, and probably the first and most prominent lesson that I learned at the Marketing Impact Academy live event 2K19. The next big lesson that I learned at that event was to just start. I learned this, and really this was affirmed in me through a constant theme that led through all of the speakers. Every speaker whose feet touched that stage mentioned just starting at some point in their presentation, and most of us included some kind of funny video or funny quote from when we just got started. I shared a video from way back in the Georgetown days about 3 years ago in my first ever video recording for my Unwrap Snap program. Bob Heilig shared one of his first live videos, and he made fun of his hair and the lighting and his outfit choice that day. But the point that a lot of the speakers, if not all of the speakers that weekend, were trying to make is that you must just start. Start sloppy, start messy, but the only reason why they were on that stage and why they had started their business at all and why they were where they were today is because at some point they pushed into the uncomfortable and just got started. Moving on now to the third big lesson that I learned at MIA 2019 is reflection before action. I'll say that again, reflection before action. And basically, this one was boiled down from the belief that you should define who you are, what your expertise is, and who you're going to serve, what you're going to offer before going out into the world. So before trying to grow a huge following or trying to become IG famous or have a million subscribers on YouTube, you have to start from a place of who is my target audience? Who am I trying to attract? What's my brand? What's my name going to be? What's my style going to be, or my tone? Who am I? And what expertise do I have to share with the world? How can I serve before trying to serve? And I think that when you start with that intentionality and that planning and forethought before venturing out into whether it be a new business, a new social media account, or a rebranding stage, I think that that can be really, really beneficial. So that was a big lesson that I learned, especially from a lot of the speakers who spoke on storytelling or branding this weekend. Next on the list, the fourth biggest thing, and this was something that I spoke on, and I really heard a lot of the other speakers mention as well, and it was a big point that my mom had mentioned that weekend, and it was the value of audience feedback. And to be honest, this is something that I practiced a lot. I deployed a lot of audience feedback. I do lots of polling on my Instagram feed, lots of open-ended questions where I'm just very curious as to what my audience is doing and what they care for, what they don't care for, what they like and don't like. I've always valued audience feedback, but I've never actually thought about it. And one of my favorite marketers likes to say that our job as entrepreneurs, as experts, as whatever we like to call ourselves, is rather than being someone with all the answers, we are someone with all of the questions. That idea has really been driving me for the last 2 months or so since I heard that said on a podcast. We should be the people with all the questions, constantly asking for feedback from our audience, constantly trying to discover something new, find out a new insight, do some more research, some more analytics, find out whatever strategy is working. Rather than the people who have all the answers, the go-to person who thinks that they know everything. It kind of goes back to that idea of being a constant student. Students ask questions. Teachers have the answers. And so I think as entrepreneurs, as marketers, if we come from a place of being a student and constantly asking questions, we will actually grow in our knowledge. Our knowledge won't be capped off at whenever we graduate from school or wherever we listen to our last podcast. But if we constantly ask questions, remain in the place of being a student, and we start at a place of reflection before action, we're able to grow so much more, have such greater insight and foresight into our audience and where they're headed, and we're able to serve them so much better. The fifth and final big lesson that I learned at MIA 2019 is quality over quantity. And actually, this came up in a podcast interview the day after MIA 2019. I was getting interviewed and something that, you know, just kind of came up in conversation in that interview was how a few years ago at the Marketing Impact Academy, there was kind of a general idea of here are the strategies to get more. Here are the tips to get more. Here's how you get more followers. Here's how you grow your income. Here's how you have a bigger influence. Here's how you, you know, get some more subscribers or more followers or more likes on your posts or more comments or more engagement. Everything was more quantity, quantity, quantity. We wanted those numbers to go up. We wanted the blue verified check on Instagram. We wanted a bigger email list. And there's nothing innately wrong with those things. And I will absolutely continue to share tips to increase those things. I think it's, you know, there are great things involved in everything I just said, but a major focus and a major lesson I learned at 2019 edition of the Marketing Impact Academy was quality over quantity. Kind of goes back to this idea that you can make $1 million with just 1,000 true fans. You don't need 1 million fans. You don't need even 100,000 subscribers or even 10,000. So you get the swipe up link on IG. All you need is 1,000 true fans and you can make $1 million per year. But a true fan implies that it's a quality fan, a quality follower, a quality customer. So a big focal point of everyone speaking this weekend was rather than let's attract as many people as possible, it's let's attract as many of the right kind of people as possible, the people we want following our brand. Let's have deeper connections rather than more connections. Let's really have a tangible relationship, a quality relationship with our audience rather than just a surface level, superficial relationship. So again, just to recap those five big lessons that I learned at MIA 2019, and this is in no particular order, this whole list is, but I will recap it in the order that I just shared it. That was a little confusing. Number one, be a constant student. Number two, just start. Number three, reflection before action. Number four, value audience feedback and constantly search it out. And number five, quality over quantity. And with that, I sure hope to see you at MIA 2020. Wow, next year is 2020. That's wild. But I just really wanted to share those big five. That's a good sporting goods store. Anyways, I am wandering all over the place right now as I wrap up this episode. I hope you enjoyed those five big lessons that I learned from MIA 2019. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.